providing you with the tools, knowledge, skills, and power to advance your career, grow your business, and build a better future for your community. We are the Tourism Academy. Welcome to Business Class.
On this week's episode of Business Class from the Tourism Academy, Steve Ekstrom sits down to interview Estella Martinez Stewart from the Fort Worth Convention and Visitors Bureau. Estella describes how she's been able to check in with customers during COVID times. She explains how sharing what you want in life can open doors for you. And she talks about what she's learned during her international travel experiences. Let's get to the show. Here's your host, Steve Ekstrom.
Hello there, and welcome to Business Class. My name is Steve Ekstrom. I am your host today. And joining me from glorious Fort Worth, Texas, we have Estella Martinez Stewart. It is great to have you here in Business Class. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you and with your audiences today.
You know, it's so funny that we have seen each other countless times at trade shows, and it's taken this to really get us to have a sit-down conversation and get to know each other well. So I'm glad for the opportunity.
Definitely. You know, we have a saying that when you get lemons, you have to make lemonade. And I think that that's one of the things that this COVID has given us. That rush all the time of accomplishing things. Now we have time to actually ask people about how they're doing and learn a little bit more about everybody. So I have to say that's something I've enjoyed of the Zoom meetings that I've had to change this time, that we also get to talk a little bit about a lot of our customers and, you know, mainly just check how they're doing. And I think it's been a tough time for our industry. So knowing that we have people that know us and have worked with us and that they're in the same boat, it's
care.
Good. Exactly.
You know, it's funny. One of the things I've pointed out is that you can tell a lot about somebody by their background. So you have a wonderful background of the fountains downtown, and I have pictures of my family and dogs.
So it is. You know, when I'm on my working mood, I have something funny that I tell my family. You know, my name, being born and raised in Mexico, you know, we have two last names. So I usually tell them, it's like, hey, everybody in the business knows me as Estella Martinez Stewart. But when I'm home, I'm like, Tia Maria Estela, so I switch. So that's what I do, because I do Zooms with family, and then it's all about the experiences. But yeah. You know, I've been with Fort Worth for quite a while. I think it's close to 20, it's already been 20 years, and I've seen the transformation. And I have to say, something I'm very happy is that even though our city has been open, but our downtown that took a little bit longer is now back. The fountains are up. You know, it's like that sense of optimism of things getting back to normal. So I love this picture. This is what I see from my window. office.
There you go. Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that things getting back to normal and, more importantly, doing things differently over the last couple of years, or over the last year and a half, I suppose. You know, what's one thing, aside from lots of Zoom meetings, but what's one thing that you find yourself doing very differently now that you think you'll continue into the future?
Well, definitely getting more resourceful for the clients. You know, we used to help with some specific things, but now we really have to be paying attention to all their needs, because there's been so many changes in our industry and we have lost so many great contacts that now, you know, we have to make sure that they're getting the information they need. As you know, we lost a lot of tourism colleagues, and a lot of the standard corporate colleagues were taking over tourism leads. And you know how it is, they're used to sending a contract, but they send you a corporate contract. And little things like that, that our clients are like, you know, we need help. We need somebody to be telling them and get them to understand. Things have changed. Ownerships have changed. So something that used to be a phone call to make a booking, now it takes longer. Maybe prices are different. So is helping them navigate to the new normal. I think that's one thing that I'm doing all the time with all our customers. You know, they were used to something, and now I have to tell them, well, these are the new things. These are how we're getting, you know, I have to say we're progressing. We're creating new things. But with progress comes sometimes higher rates, sometimes new challenges, more demand. And, you know, we have to help them. That's I think, the good thing that they know us and that they know we're going to go to battle for them and help them.
So you mentioned you've been in the industry for about 20 years. I think you and I both kind of started around the same time, even though we both are 29.
Yeah, we keep it like that.
How did you get started in tourism?
Well, you know, funny enough, I went to the university in Mexico. I studied business tourism administration. And my love for travel and tourism started when I was 18. I would take groups of kids from Mexico to Canada to summer camps. So I learned to work with travel agencies. I would take groups, you know, to spend a whole summer in Canada. And I had to learn how to deal with an airline, how to bring a group together of kids of 6 and 15 years old. So at kind of an early age, I started, you know, learning travel, but also how you deal when you're in a different country and you have people that, you know, language might be an issue. And then as I went through my career, I had the opportunity to work with children, summer villages, and travel to Germany, to Romania. So some kind of funky places to be traveling with kids. And then Disney invited me to work for them after I finished college. So it was interesting because I spent right after I finished college, my first Christmas, in working for Disney for Epcot Center at the Mexican Pavilion. So I have to say, when you're in the tourism industry, one of the best schools is Disney, just because they teach you how you never say no to a customer. You know, you always figure out how you can help them and that they're number one. So for me, just out of college, starting learning all these things was wonderful. And I got that experience of being at Disney University, learn how they create that magic. And throughout my career, that's something that you always take with you. Wherever you go, you know, throughout hotels, incentive market, corporate market, you know, there's always a little magic you can create for customers. So I think that's something that has always stayed with me.
What would you say has been your most magical moment in the last year?
Oh, in the last year? Oh, I have to say, I just returned from my first in-person meeting after a year and a half of not traveling. I went to RTO Summit East, and getting back into the group of doing, you know, setting up your luggage, getting your profiles, going to a place, talking to your colleagues, you know, trying to navigate the new norm, and then seeing the customers. I have to say, this past week was amazing. You know, so many of us were able to, like, we've seen each other in little boxes for a year, right, and seeing you face to face and actually start talking business. You know, opportunities to start really bringing business to the destination, and especially seeing them with business. Because for some of them, you know, they're still telling you money's not coming in. So you have to be there to help them. But that change, you know, getting that rustiness out of you and being on a plane and knowing, I was telling somebody, having to use my corporate credit card on the trip after so long. Because remember, for a lot of us, you know, we were spending once, twice a month, we were on a plane, traveling somewhere, going to promote our destination. And all of a sudden, I think my last trip was going to Australia. So it was a very long trip. We were about to go to Germany, and it's like, boom, everything stopped. And everything changed. You know, we went from no international to domestic. So it was a wonderful opportunity to work more with our domestic customers, to pivot with some of our customers. And, you know, like with some of them, they were bringing Chinese, but now they bring Chinese that live in the US. So it's like wonderful. We're still helping them. So I think for me that has been the magic, seeing business coming back, but actually getting a sense of normal and still seeing customers and colleagues that I've worked with them for a long time.
So what's something you wish you knew when you were getting started in this business that obviously you know now?
Oh, the importance of follow-up, taking care of your customer. And I think more than anything is whenever you're meeting with somebody, you know, it's like we have to stop selling and we have to start listening. I think for me, that's the number one thing. There are times the customer, you know, might have a complaint, but all they want is somebody to listen to them because you might not be able to solve the problem. So mm-hmm. I've learned that, you know, we're used to talking a lot. And I think one thing I learned is like there are times when smile, close your mouth and listen. And you know, along the way, you'll find a way to help.
It's funny you say that. I remember two of my favorite things to do at trade shows when we had those short meetings. One was to look at an operator and say, would you like to go for a walk? Would you like to just stand up and walk away from your booth for a little bit? So, of course, we can still have a conversation, but it's a demonstration uh-huh. of that empathy. Like, you're probably exhausted, you know, and you've been sitting here listening to this for God knows how long. Like, can we do something different? And the other one was to sit down and say, how can I help you? Mm-hmm. And I think one of the biggest mistakes and that I see is people sitting down and launching into their sales pitch without understanding what the customer needs to hear.
I agree with you. I think, you know, sometimes we're so eager. We have so many news, so many things we want to share. But there are times when, you know, you might not have heard that, well, guess what? We're not selling your area. So it's like, why waste time trying to sell when you can give them a break? You can talk about them. And believe me, if you take that time, whenever your destination comes up, they'll be calling you because they have that empathy with you. So, yeah, I agree.
Quick break to tell you about Group Travel Odyssey. Tour operators, do you ever lack quality service and support from your IT provider? Are you tired of entering the same system information over and over? Well, now is your chance to be part of the GTO community. Group Travel Odyssey is software and service that helps you effortlessly manage your group travel marketing, sales, operations, suppliers, and accounting. Visit grouptraveloddyssey.com to request a demo so you can personally experience our flexible software and service. Group Travel Odyssey, business without boundaries. Now back to Business Class with Steve Ekstrom.
What moment comes to mind over the last 20 years or so that you said, you know what, I'm really proud of what I'm doing and I really get to make a difference?
Oh, every time I've been, you know, after I had traveled to certain destinations and then I come back and I see the groups and the business from that destination coming and enjoying, and especially when I see my customers that, you know, sometimes we can be selling and they're like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't know if to believe everything you tell me. But when they come and they see what I have to offer and they're like, how come I don't have you in my program? And I see them truly enjoying. It's like, everything you told me is true. for me, that is so rewarding because then I don't have to sell. I just have to service them because they know they want my destination in their programs. And that has been so rewarding that, you know, we started doing something in Australia. And then all of a sudden, you were hearing the accent. Like, I would go to my attractions And the attractions would tell you, oh, we love the Australians, that accent. Oh, we got to do England. And they're like, oh, yeah, our UK or our Irish customers, you know, hearing that feedback from our partners that they were recognizing the accents and that they love. It's like, hey, you went to Canada or you went to the Northeast, and they would see customers from that area. That is very rewarding, seeing that your efforts, you know, are paying off.
That's got to be refreshing. One of the things I loved most in working on the ground level or in attractions and whatnot was walking the floor and listening to guests and once in a while stopping and talking to somebody and asking them for their story. You know, I always found that to be really rewarding. And it's the same thing. You know, when you hear the voices and you hear the accents, you know that there's a connection to something else that you've done. I can understand that. So, what advice would you give to somebody who's just starting in the industry now?
Definitely, you know, is to share what their hopes and their dreams are. You know, they always tell you to have your 7-second elevator speech. And one thing that I learned at an early age is the more you share what you want, you never know who's listening, and that will open doors. Sometimes we're afraid to share, you know, our hopes, our dreams. Maybe you're just starting at the front desk, but you want to be a sales manager or you want to be a GM. But when you're able to start sharing, there's people that they know you have a pad in your mind, that you have a drive, and they remember and they'll help you along. So definitely look for a mentor. Try to find mentors along the way and share your dreams and aspirations, because that's when, you know, I think people naturally, they're good and they can help you some way. You would try to help somebody, especially somebody starting up. I love whenever we get interns, I'm like, hey, go for it. It's like, we're not paying you, because, you know, before we were not paying them, literally. I used to get interns from Penn State. And I would tell them, it's like, you know, it's amazing how I'm not paying you. You're coming from another state. You're paying your way in to live here. And you're happy doing programs, because I'm like, since I'm not paying you, you know, if I put you to do calls, don't worry. You're selling something that is not hard to sell. You're just learning. So this is not science. You don't have to be stressed. You know, you just have to enjoy it. That way you're going to know if this is for you or this is not for you. And it has been very rewarding throughout my career to see some of those interns now being directors of certain areas as some of the CVBs. And another thing I always told them, you know, if you come through our ranks, always use your network. Talk to everyone and have a business card. Doesn't matter, like, oh, but I don't work for anybody. It's like this day and age. You have an email, you have a social account, you get into LinkedIn, and you can start giving somebody a business card. And people will remember, you know, touch base with them on LinkedIn, because you never know. You know, use, if you're coming from certain university, leverage, because people love to help people. And especially if you're from the same university, if you're from the same country of origin, or you have something in common, people would help. But we need to be ready. And I've seen that a lot of times, that, you know, that thing that, oh, but I don't have anything. I'm like, of course you can create it. You know, don't be shy.
there's a line that I've said to friends. I said, you know, if they're cautious about trying something new, somewhere out in the world is somebody who has less than you have, doing what it is that you love and being much more happy for it. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to take that risk. And I think one of the things that you said is that people are looking for ways to help. And sometimes you just need to let them know how. This is a good question. What has been the kindest thing somebody has done for you?
Oh, I have to say, this goes back to my starting years when I was in the hotel industry. And, you know, I was at the front desk, but I was trying to do my best and getting noticed by my GM. And they invited me to a luncheon with other employees. And, you know, after I did certain questions, having my general manager start paying attention to me. And, you know, even though I was not part of a program, a training program where they would go to universities and pick students, he would offer it. He offered it to me to say, it's like, I think you have the potential. I want you to be on this training program. And he took all the, you know, it was not the regular route. He just did it because he had the power. And it's like, and I'm going to be your mentor. And I'm like, this is great, but you're super busy. So but it was amazing that he gave me the strength. You know, at that time when you're starting, you're always afraid to say no. And, you know, my trainees colleagues would say, oh, if they offer you something, you have to take it. And I'm like, why? If I don't want to do that, I want to tell him no. He's like, no, it's the kiss of death. They would never promote you again. And I was like, he knows I want to be in sales. I don't care what part, but I'm telling him. So they offered me other positions before. And I was like, no, thank you. You know, I think I still want to go through my training. and he would look at me like, really? It's like, yeah, you know, it's like, I want to keep on doing the training and when I'm ready. So when he called me and gave me a position in sales, believe me, when I saw my director of marketing, my director of sales there, I was like, whatever it is, I say, yes, I want to take it because I knew that was the path I wanted. It took a while, but it also took saying no. And sometimes we're too afraid. And then, you know, we just keep on doing something that we might not be happy with.
I think there's still a lot of misunderstanding about what a DMO does. What do you think is the biggest the biggest myth out there and that you would want to teach people?
To clarify, a couple of things. We don't charge for anything. Our services are free. We are not, in my case, we're not membership based. So if you want me to send out the lead, 20 hotels are not going to be calling you back like crazy. For us, it's more important the customer and what the customer wants. So we try to screen things, make sure that hotels respond. I show you what they responded. And then you tell me, okay, I want to hear from this one and this one. I think sometimes people are really afraid, you know, I don't have a lot of time and I don't want to waste it. Answering phone calls from 20 hotels that they want my business. I think people need to understand that a lot of times, you know, we depend on the room nights. So letting us know you might have to deal with your national chain, that's perfect. But please share with us that you're coming into town. That's one thing that if we want to keep on going to trade shows, we need to show to our bosses that, yes, there's people coming to our city. So sharing for a lot of our tour operators, please share information about your programs. Keep in mind, we know you have to go through, you know, your national offices so you get points, but you can always share and say, hey, Estelle, I'm looking at my Hiltons or my Marriott's, just FYI. You know, just giving us that heads up, it helps us because then it makes us part of the business. And we can justify our position and our travels. So just to see us as a great resource. And believe me, I have to remind our clients all the time. We always give out perks. So remember, we have welcome greetings. We can get you sometimes incentives. Yeah. But you have to come through us. So see us as a tool more than anything. We're a resource for you.
It's a good one. I like that. What has been your favorite travel experience to date?
Oh, gosh. I have to say probably traveling to Asia and one trip that we did that we touched Korea, China, and Japan and learning all the peculiarities about each country and what to do and what not to do and how sometimes for us it was like Asians, but each of them, they have their story. You know, how important it is for us to learn about the history of each region that we're working with, some of their customs, and make sure that they're individuals. And believe me, we learn sometimes the hard way because we mess up a couple of times, you know, had to learn the whole etiquette on business card, how it's okay to talk loud when you're in China. You know, at the beginning, I would get like, oh my God, what? They're screaming. And then we learn like, no, there's no personal space. You scream. Learn how to listen, you know, Japanese. You cannot keep on talking. And for us, especially being Latin, you know, we love to talk. And we had to like, if he pauses, it doesn't mean he has done, you know, what he was talking about. He means he's just making sure you understood and he's going to continue. Mm-hmm. So just wait, listen. Those were amazing experiences because, you know, it's trial and tribulations. We would learn, sometimes we would mess up, but because they saw that we really wanted to get the business, they would help us along the way and they taught us. And it was incredible when we would get the business into our destinations. But just learning the nuances of each of our customers, I think that mm-hmm. that has been one of the most rewarding things of traveling and, you know, having the opportunity of travel all over.
Excellent. Well, if folks want to get in touch with you or learn more about visiting your destination, how would they mm-hmm. do that?
Well, number one, you know, I'm an email away, estellamartinez@forward.com. And now that we're working from home mainly, you can have my cell phone. Anything that you need, it's 817-917-6615. I'll be happy to send it out. And visit our website at forward.com. I think those are the three things, but literally, if you need something, you have something, you have a question about Forward, all the wonderful things that are happening in our destination. That's why we're Travel and Leisure, you know, one of the cities you have to come and visit. Yep. Just give me a call. I'm here to help and, you know, make sure your groups and your individuals have a wonderful time when they visit.
I have always had a good time in Fort Worth.
Awesome. I love to hear that.
You guys do a great job. So I end every interview with a card game. This isn't Las Vegas, so you're not going to lose any money. But I'm going to ask you to pick a number 1 to 10.
8.
Okay. What movies have you watched more than 3 times?
Oh, more than 3 times. I think I watched The English Patient. That one, I watched it more than 3 times. It's drama. It has a lot of different things. Let me see. Something more recent. Oh, Moonstruck. I've watched that one several times because I love Cher and I love that Italian passion and, you know, all those things. Plus, I love the settings. That's another one if I'm thinking about it.
That's great.
So I think romantic movies and movies about travel. Oh, I love those movies.
And Cher.
Yes. I've seen her in Vegas.
Oh, very nice. I'm jealous. Well, I appreciate you and thank you for joining me here in Business Class. For those that want to get in touch with you, fortworth.com is the best option. And thank you for being here in Business Class.
Thank you so much, Stephen. It's been a pleasure and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to seeing you all in here in Fort Worth, Texas.
Take a course. Train your people. Teach what you love. Promote your products. Donate today at tourismacademy.org, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
The Business Class Podcast is produced by Stephen Gross and powered by Group Travel Odyssey. Group Travel Odyssey consolidates human resources, marketing, sales, tour operations, tour accounting, supplier management, and on-the-road management in one convenient, easy-to-use package. Improve your team's efficiency with continuously updated supplier information and pricing right at your fingertips. Group Travel Odyssey. Business without boundaries.